about 11.
This part of the field is behind Bourne Road, and the space in front of you is the best spot in Bromley to capture a good sunset on your camera. In the first decade or so, after being grassed over, our park was used for football club training by Millwall FC. But this had to be abandoned when a piece of glass worked its way up from the landfill and injured a player. Until the last few years, Millwall FC would still hold an annual dinner at one of the restaurants in Holmesdale Road.
Me and my friend, a retired butcher, was telling me that during World War II, they used the pits to dump the debris from bombed houses, things like bricks, wood, house fittings, etc. After the war, the area was grassed over and used as a football pitch. Problem was that even when things are buried, the lighter materials come to the surface, and this includes the broken glass from all the house's windows, which has resulted in some pretty horrific injuries. Imagine the consequences of a slight tug over broken glass. Daniel Bentley, writing as Chatterton Road History Society in 2017.
The local scout group, 3rd Bromley, regularly use the park for their meetings and have done for a long time.
The Queen's Silver Jubilee celebration was a big do, and the community got together on the brickfield. Like most of the marquees, the Scouts Pavilion did games for the kids. I believe there was also a tea tent. Nowadays, you'd probably call that a refreshment tent. Mostly everyone put on games and sporty things for the kids. At the time, Jean New was the Akela, and she lived in Mornington Avenue at number 4, opposite me at 5A. Which is how I got involved in the first place. She used to use the brickfield for cubs. The brickfield is the only open space that the Scouts can do the parts of their organisation's programme, including ball games, compass work, and teaching tent pitching.
Continue down the side of the park to the shady corner with the large trees next to the nursery.